Yeah. I guess you do.
Those men, they're trained for this sort of thing. They'll protect us. So why not help them? The less time in here, the more lives they could save out there.
Okay, okay. I'll help. Come on, this way.
Whoa, whoa. Why don't you just point which way, and I'll go first.
This is the stairwell. Here.
You sure the other elevator is clear?
Yeah, I think so.
We have to make certain. What floor is it on?
Top floor. See, the hour's pointing to the number 15.
There are only 15 floors?
Well, 14, but there's no number 13.
Think you can do anything about the power?
Oh, we still have power. Something just blew out the breaker.
So where do we turn it back on?
It's in the maintenance room in the basement, but that's not the problem.
Then what is?
Something blew out the main, which means it is something big. If I flip it back on, it could start a fire.
Yeah, that would definitely be a problem.
I have some flashlights in the apartment on the second floor. Once we find what blew it, I can flip it back on.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, you look familiar. Do I know you?
Nah, you must be mistaken.
What about Riley?
We'll be up in a sec. Hey, Riley. Thanks for talking to Datu.
No problem, we needed him. We're all on the same team now, right?
I guess. Thanks, though. I don't think he would listen to me.
Well, you work as long as I have in the restaurant biz, you have to deal with a lot of people that don't like your food.
You were a bad cook?
I was great! You just can't please everyone.
No, you can't. The first few floors reminded me of my time overseas. Going from room to room in near total darkness. You didn't know it was behind every door, and every step could be your last.
Clear.
The place was empty. Some rooms had clothes strewn about, like they'd scrambled to leave in a hurry. The pictures of the people on the walls haunted me as I walked past them. I kept a close eye on Angel. He never told us what apartment his girlfriend lived in, but I knew from his reaction on the third floor that we had found it.
This door is open.
Careful.
Contact! Down the hall! Cease fire! He's down!
You know this guy?
That was Mr. Lord. Good man. Well, was.
We have something in here.
Okay. Be careful.
You okay, Angel?
Yeah, I'm fine. Come on.
Living room clear.
Check the bedroom.
We've got a live one. Looks like her legs are broken.
Don't get too close.
Why not?
Ma'am, I know you're hurt, but can you hear us?
She's crawling towards us.
She's turned. Shoot her.
No, wait. Please, just wait.
Angel, she's one of them. Look at her.
I know. I see it.
It's her, isn't it?
It's Cindy.
We don't have much of a choice on this one. What do you want us to do?
This bitch is getting closer to me. Can I shoot her?
Don't call her that.
Angel, we have to do this, but I need you to make the call.
Do it.
Saul, wait outside with the others.
Got it.
You made the only choice you had, and you know it.
I know.
Once we get things calmed down a bit, I'll help you find a place and we can bury her.
Thanks, Michael.
But right now we can't do that. We need to continue going through this place. I need to know you're okay to do that.
I am.
Yeah. You sure? I can't have any hesitation.
I'm on it, Michael.
All right.
Is he okay? What happened in
there? He'll be fine. We found one, but we took care of it.
Was it Cindy? Oh, man, she was a really nice lead.
Angel, what the hell?
Come on, Michael.
Look, I lost people I love as well, and you don't see me breaking down right now. We cannot do this right now.
Have a heart. This was like a few feet in front of him.
What the hell is wrong with you, Michael? We all lost people today, Angel. It's okay, you're not alone.
Michael, where are you going?
If he gets a moment, I get one too.
Come on, where are you? I know you had them in here. I could smell them. Shit. Oh, here we go. Where the fuck did you put your lighter?
Need a light?
Thanks, Riley. You know you shouldn't sneak up on me like that.